Have you ever taken the Myers-Briggs personality test? There are 16 different personality types that explain who you are and why you do the things you do. Well, today's guest is taking it a step further by using your Myers-Briggs personality test to help you create a tailored marketing strategy for your small business. She wants to leverage your personality strengths in choosing which marketing strategies and tactics you utilize. Today's guest is Britt Kolo. She's the creator of the Marketing Personality Type Framework at marketingpersonalities.com, and she's the host of the Marketing Personalities podcast. Through her framework, designed to match you with your best marketing strategy based on your Myers-Briggs personality type, she's here to shake up your approach to marketing and inspire you to grow your business in a feel-good way. On today's episode, Britt is going to walk us through a couple of examples of how different personality types should be focusing on different types of marketing strategies. We talk about eliminating the pressure to feel like we have to be on every marketing platform and doing everything that the marketing gurus tell us. And we focus on how when you feel good in your marketing, when you're doing things that feel natural, it becomes easier to do that marketing and it resonates more with your audience. Today's episode is brought to you by our Email Marketing for Product Makers Guide. If you have been struggling with what to say, when to send those emails, or how to plan out your email marketing strategy for the wholesale side of your business or direct to consumer, then we have a tool for you. Head to proof2product.com/email marketing and grab our free guide. This guide has helped hundreds of product makers plan out a year's worth of marketing emails. Yep. A whole year. We will help you map out what to say, when to send them, and help you create an email strategy that works specifically for your business. You can grab that guide at proof2product.com/email marketing.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started.
Hey, Britt, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm fascinated by your work and I know our audience will be too.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie.
It's my pleasure. So let's give everyone a quick overview about what you do, what your business is about, and who you serve and how you help them.
Sure. So I am the founder, creator of marketingpersonalities.com. It's a website where anyone can go. It's really developed for small business owners, but anyone can go to marketingpersonalities.com and find out what their best marketing strategy is based on their Myers-Briggs personality type. So if you've ever sat down to create a marketing strategy, or even just sat down to market your business in any sort of way and felt that, you know, that twisty stomach of, oh, this feels fake. I don't really want to do this, but I feel like everyone's doing it. Or this marketing guru is telling me that I have to do it and I don't want to, you know, that just cringy, fake salesy feeling. Well, I believe so hard that I created an entire business around it, that you don't have to feel fake and salesy in order to grow your business. And how we do that, a tool that we use to find out what marketing tactics could feel really good for you and energizing for you to put into play, is to match your marketing strategy with your natural personality type. And we use, at marketingpersonalities.com, we use the Myers-Briggs type assessment.
I love that because people are already familiar with Myers-Briggs. I feel like of all the different personality tests out there, that's the one where people can most often tell you, oh yeah, this is what I tested at. Do you find that that one stays pretty consistent too? I know sometimes people end up morphing in their personality tests when they take them. Do you find that Myers-Briggs, they stay pretty consistent?
For the most part, I believe it stays consistent, but I don't expect anyone to always be the same type. Mm-hmm. I I allow for, I'm not so hardcore where I say, oh no, if you tested this, that's what you are.
Right.
Definitely not. I think big changes in life, big changes in career, a certain awakening to oneself can create a shift in personality, which is totally valid. Yep. You know, just like marketingpersonalities.com is a tool, it's not the answer, but it's a tool to crafting a marketing strategy that feels good to you. So is the Myers-Briggs type indicator. It is a tool to get a bit closer to understanding yourself, but there are 16 personality types in Myers-Briggs, and there are how many billions of people on the earth? So it's not a perfect science. So I definitely, if someone says, oh, I think I'm not that anymore, well, maybe you aren't. And there might be some overlap as well.
So how do you take that Myers-Briggs info and then create your personality types for marketing? Like, could you give us some examples of what's covered in your reports for the different personality types, or what kind of advice you offered based on those personality types?
Sure. So we break it down. I am a longtime student of the Myers-Briggs type indicator. And so over time, some of this stuff has become just so ingrained in my head. So when I sat down to just get curious about, well, how could our marketing strategy maybe match up with our personality type? It kind of flowed out of me. It felt like a download. And from there, that was in 2018. And from there, we've developed a ton more content. So both free and paid in your report, but we keep it in the full report. We go through just overall, what does your best marketing strategy include? And by best, I mean a strategy that's going to feel good for you, the business owner, to put into play. Because a lot of times, I mean, I'm working with small business owners who are primarily, if not the marketing lead and the sales lead in their business, they are the creator of content. They might have a marketing assistant or maybe even a marketing director. One of my clients right now, they have a marketing director, but the co-founders of the business are still involved in, you know, being the faces of the company. They're still involved in content development. And it's fun. Like, each partner kind of has his or her different styles and what feels good to them. And so overall, we're going to look at what your best marketing strategy includes. We're going to also look at what your worst marketing strategy includes. So you're aware that, oh, hey, not everything out there is something that I need to be doing. And here's kind of a short list of things that, you know what, you can probably stay away from that because your energy around that is going to be not great. and we look at your best social media strategy, your best lead magnet strategy, what that lead magnet could be, content strategy. We look at recommendations for different courses, business books, service providers to perhaps work with based on your personality type. So it goes wide and it goes deep. And from the time, you know, a lot of this stuff is baked into the marketing personality type full report. And there are 16 of those, right? You get the one that is developed for your personality type. And there's a ton of free content on our website too. So
yeah, I noticed that. So many good resources.
We try to hit every facet of marketing that you can think of and get curious and play with, well, what would this look like for an INFJ? You know, that's a Myers-Briggs personality type. And how does that differ from an ENTJ and so forth? And the real power here, you know, we kind of got into the weeds a little bit there. The real power here is when you are showing up, marketing your business in a way that feels good for you, you're natural, haven't really had to think about it too hard. You haven't had to try to, you know, pep talk yourself into doing it because it feels so fake. No, you're just showing up naturally. Maybe you've had to script a couple things or practice, whatever, but for the most part, you feel pretty good. Your audience is going to feel that. And our kind of mantra at Marketing Personalities is, when I feel good, my audience feels good. It's true. When you feel good showing up to market your business, your audience is going to feel that. They're going to lean in. They're going to say, okay, this person's legit. I can see there's some alignment happening here. And then on the flip side is true too. When you're showing up feeling fake and salesy, guess what your audience is going to pick up on? Fake and salesy. And they're going to step back.
Yeah. I love that you go into so much depth with not just platforms, but also different methods for marketing, because there's so many different ways that a small business owner can market their business. And I know that our listeners feel that they have to do it all a lot of the time. You know, they hear that they have to be on Instagram, they have to be on TikTok, they have to be blogging, they have to, you know, I'm putting in air quotes, have to, because none of us have to do anything. But what I love about what you're doing is it highlights our strengths and gives us an opportunity to really step into what works best for us and what is most comfortable for us. And that yields the results that you're talking about, where we then can truly connect with our audience. We don't feel awkward. We don't feel uncomfortable. And to your point, the audience picks that up when whether we're feeling awkward or that things are very easy and flowing naturally.
Right. Yeah. And you make a good point. You know, sometimes, especially right in the beginning, when I started kind of testing this idea out, seeing what people thought about it, does this, you know, what do you think? I received a couple messages about, hey, you know, this is cool. This is, you know, it's cool. It's catchy, but you know, I need marketing that works. I don't need it to feel good. I just need it to work. And I thought that was so interesting because to me and to my clients and to people who have found marketingpersonalities.com and connected with their best marketing strategy based on their personality type and then have implemented it, they realize that marketing that feels good is marketing that works. Because it allows you the any tool that allows you to focus in on what's truly meant for you, especially in a world where there are so many ways to connect with your customer. There are so many ways, and that's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's a catch 22. And anyone that's listening who owns a small business here, they know that that's true. It's awesome that we've never been more connected. And it also is really, really complicated that we've never been this connected. And trying to craft a message and attract the right people to our businesses that we love to work with and have them actually, you know, buy some stuff, because that's how we keep the lights on and that's how we keep our family fed. It can get a little complicated. And so this tool, this content, this framework that I've developed allows you to focus in on what truly the tactics that are truly going to make a difference for you, that are going to get you results, should you implement them and consistently work them over time. And it allows you to get rid of all of the other distractions. You know, think about all the things that you're trying to do right now to market your business. You know, what if 80% of those things will never actually move the needle because they're just shoulds and they're not actual things that you feel good about doing? What if we could get rid of 80% of that and just hyper focus in on the 20%? So you can show up feeling good and your audience can feel good and you can actually gain some traction. And then over time, now that I've been in this for years and years, it's really interesting to watch people. You know, they start out as small business owners, they're running their marketing, they're running everything, right? And so they take kind of that step of faith in implementing their best marketing strategy, forgetting the rest, letting go of all the noise and just doing what they know that feels good. And over time, they grow and grow and grow. And now they're hiring marketing assistants, marketing integrators, marketing directors. And they're having that conversation with them. Okay, we do this personality based. You know, what's your personality? How are we going to apply your natural feel goodness to our strategy to just continue to expand? It's really cool that we've now gotten to a place where that's happening.
That's fascinating to me. I want to go back to something you said about overwhelm, and that resonates with my audience a lot. And it resonates with me too. I know that there's a lot of pressure and a lot of it's self-imposed expectations, but there are expectations that we do need to be everywhere. So I like that your framework helps us focus on the things that feel good, but then ultimately those are the things that work. But one thing I wanted to ask a follow-up question on, I'm a big fan of data points. I'm a big fan of looking at what's working and doing more of that, looking at what's not working and seeing if we need to scale back or tweak what it is. But how do you have any sort of assessment tools within your framework to help people identify what is that 20% that they should be focused on? And what's the 80% that they can get rid of?
Well, the very first part that you're going, when you engage with marketingpersonalities.com, the very first thing that you can get is your marketing personality type mini report. It's free, totally free. And it's going to give you what your best marketing strategy includes. I mean, right off the top, I'm just going to be upfront with you and say, here's what your best marketing strategy probably includes, regardless of what kind of business you're running. This is the path that I am going to really encourage you to at least play with a little bit. Take a couple steps down this road and see what this might look like for you and your business. That right there is going to, if you're doing a lot of things, or if you're overwhelmed with all the things that you might have to do in order to market this business in a way that you think you should, that right there is going to probably wave some yellow, if not red flags around, like, oh, maybe I don't need to be really hyper-focused and kind of stressing out about this. You know, for instance, you know, let's say I like to really bring it into reality here. So let's say you are a super dynamic ENFP personality type. Okay. ENFP stands for extrovert, intuitive, feeling, and P stands for prospecting. So we don't need to go into every letter there, but this ENFP, I want you to think of like a really dynamic, vibrant, they have all kinds of ideas. They love to create content, and they like to create content quickly because they have so many ideas. They need to do it quickly. They can't get stuck behind a 3,000 word blog post or developing this 6-part anything. They're quick. They're usually pretty vibrant and dynamic on social media, but they can also kind of get in their head if they have to plan too far ahead, right? So there's lots of dynamics here. Now imagine this ENFP, lots of energy, lots of, you know, they usually have, it's so funny, branding kind of comes into this too. They often have bright pinks and bright blues and bright yellows. It just happens. Like, these people are just sunny people. Now imagine if they attended a conference or listened to a podcast or read a book. ENFPs probably aren't going to do that, but, you know, conference, listen to a podcast. And it was all about how they have to be super careful and hyper-focused on their SEO strategy, keywords, and long tail phrases. And it gets really data-driven and technical real quick when we're talking about SEO. Can you kind of just imagine how that's going to kind of shut down a little bit of that energy? And if that ENFP is, you know, kind of struggling with that overwhelm of like, oh, but I just want to be out and just having fun on Instagram or doing my TikTok or creating videos for my community. They're also really great community managers. So creating videos for my community. And then they're kind of told from this voice that they really need to focus in on their SEO. And now they kind of feel stuck, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this other stuff. Maybe I should press pause on that and go work on SEO. This person could get on marketingpersonalities.com, get their free mini report, and instantly, if they're paying attention, instantly they're going to realize, oh, I don't know that SEO information was really meant for me. It's not bad information, because there are some people that are listening probably right now and they're like, oh no, give me the SEO. That's fun. You know? And others like, no, I don't want to touch that. And so right there, it's going to start helping you identify what is meant for you and what's not. And then the deeper you go with the content that I give you, the more and more you're going to be able to parse out what feels good and what doesn't. And plus, hey, even if you don't engage with marketingpersonalities.com at all, I do encourage you to pay attention to what your body and your energy is already telling you as you show up to market your business. Anytime you're showing up and you're listening to a podcast and you can kind of feel that just overwhelm. I always say listen to a podcast because I'm a huge podcast listener. So podcast, book, you go to a conference, you go to a virtual seminar, anything like that. And you feel that overwhelm creeping in, or like, oh, I don't really want to do that. That kind of feels fake. That kind of feels salesy. Eh. Well, that's indication right there that maybe you need to take that all with a grain of salt and remember what does feel good and trust that to be what's going to work.
I love this real life example because it resonates. Could we go through another one maybe for one of the introverted groups? Sure. Or, you know?
Sure.
I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Who do we want to go with? Well, what's your
personality? I'm actually pretty close to what you just described. I'm an ENFJ, okay. Not a P at the end, but a
okay.
J. So okay. I don't know, just for our introvert audience, I was thinking maybe.
Yeah. Let's talk about an ISFJ. Okay. I'll just real quick. I stands for introvert. S stands for sensing. F stands for feeling. And J stands for judging. That doesn't mean judgmental. It means judging, totally different thing. If you don't know what your letters mean, don't worry about it. In your marketing personality type free mini report, it breaks down what all of these letters mean for you. So you can kind of really just don't take my word for it. Like, you know, make sure that this really does resonate for you and educate just a little bit on what these things mean. And then you're going to be able to kind of see the synapses come together. So an ISFJ, these people, the term for them, kind of like their label, is called the defender. I want you to picture like a mama bear, a papa bear. They're really interested in keeping everyone safe, comfortable, welcomed, supported. And I find I have a lot of ISFJs in my audience. I find that ISFJs can be incredible business owners. Anybody can be an incredible business owner. They do this a little differently though. And I see them get stuck thinking they have to do it like maybe the ENFP has to be out there and the ENFP loves being dynamic and on Instagram and TikTok and all the things. The ISFJ has a quieter power. And the ISFJ is so fantastic in developing really strong relationships with people who they're working with, whether they're clients, even just prospects, people who they might have done an interview with or collaborated with. And from that strong relationship, referrals very easily come through to ISFJs. Okay. So when I've worked with ISFJs in the past, I really encourage them to look at how their referral system works. You know, is there an obvious way for people who have worked with them in the past to refer back to them? Do they need maybe a tiny little incentive to continue that good juju, right? And get referrals back. I also encourage ISFJs, because they're such great team players, to think about who might they want to collaborate with. Like, you know, I could go into so many examples, but no matter what kind of business you're working in, you could find other complementary businesses and collaborate with those business owners to create a really great synergy and almost like a referral network of people. And so that doesn't work for everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, that does not work for everybody. If an ISFJ is listening right now, they might feel kind of that, you know, sacral, like, wait a second, it could be that easy. And that's really the funny thing that happens a lot of times when people find out what their best marketing strategy includes. So many times people are like, are you sure that it's going to be that easy? Like, isn't it going to be, don't I need more? And Isn't that life and culture and society, right?
Like, yes.
We're so told that unless it's hard, it's not worthwhile. But that is a lie. That is such a lie. You can show up in a way that feels natural to you, and that is more than enough. So I would encourage that ISFJ, you know, if she or he is getting this input from a podcast or a book or whatever, to be getting out on TikTok, creating a YouTube channel, creating a podcast. Hey, if that genuinely feels good to you, great. And I always encourage, if you hear about a marketing idea that doesn't necessarily align with your personality type on paper, but you really want to try it, you feel really curious and lit up by the idea of trying it, by all means, try it. That's great energy to work from. Totally fine. There aren't rules here. This is just a tool. But you know, if this ISFJ is feeling like she's not doing enough because she's not super active on Instagram or creating that YouTube channel or XYZ, hey, take a step back and think about your current relationships you're in and how rich and deep and ultimately profitable they are in gaining you referrals, and ask yourself, how might I just enrich that and focus in on that? How might I focus my energy more toward developing these relationships and making the people around me feel really supported and welcomed? And how might that really be my marketing strategy? So there's another example.
I love this. And I know that, you know, I've sat in on conferences or trainings. Heck, I've led thousands of trainings too over the years. And like, I can see in our audience where the wheels start turning, and you can see instantaneously who an idea resonates with versus who an idea might feel a little like, ooh, I don't know about that. They have some reservations about it. And what I love about and I know, as somebody that's been a coach and a mentor for so long, I know not every idea is going to work for everyone. But as someone sitting in the audience, so often we feel like, well, I'm learning this. I have to apply this. I have to try this. I love what you said about, you know, if it feels good to you, if you think it's something worth exploring, try it. Try it and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, or if it starts to feel icky or like it's not really yielding the results that you want, then you can always stop, or you can pivot or change gears. Mm-hmm. You can try something different. But I just wanted to empathize and just acknowledge to our audience, like, I've been in that position where I've been sitting in the audience at a conference and I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, but that's not something I would ever pursue. Or, you know, that's not something that really aligns with what we're trying to do with our business goals. So I think it's important to remind people what you're doing is helping them cherry pick the things that fit with their natural flow and interests and strengths as a human, which I love. So for those that I probably should have led with this at the beginning of the interview, for those that aren't familiar with their Myers-Briggs, and again, I probably should have led with this at the beginning of the interview, is that something they can discover on your website, or should they go test and do that elsewhere first before coming in and, you know, looking at your website?
Yeah, great question. So I have that right on my homepage of the website. There's a link at the bottom that says, if you're not sure of what your personality type is, or if you want to do the assessment over just to double check what your letters are, go here. And I send them over to 16personalities.com. It's my favorite Myers-Briggs type-esque. It's not exactly Myers-Briggs, but it's a great online assessment. It's free. And they also give you, once you finish the assessment, they give you so much awesome information. I mean, it's an incredible company, and I'm not affiliated. I don't know them. I just think it's a great tool online. So that's where I send everyone. So if you don't know what your letters are, what your type is, or if you want to do a reassessment, maybe you haven't taken it in a few years. Maybe the last time you took it, you were doing it because you got a new job or something like that. And now, you know, that's always kind of weird, right? You do an assessment for a job and you kind of feel like you have to answer questions a certain way. So that might not be the best way to go about it. This is no pressure, very, very no, you know, low pressure here. So go take the assessment at 16personalities.com if you if you feel like you want to, and to just double check what your letters are, and then come on over to marketingpersonalities.com and we'll connect to that personality type to your best marketing strategy.
Awesome. Okay. So we'll include both those links on the show notes so people can easily find them. So as we're wrapping this up, Britt, what is kind of the number one takeaway or lesson that you want our listeners to hear in this episode or to walk away with?
Number one, when I feel good, my audience feels good. That's a mantra that comes up. I share that with everyone who engages with marketingpersonalities.com online. It's so integral. It's one of those things that if you don't believe that, then this tool isn't going to help you. Because if you believe that you have to feel overwhelmed and like you're struggling in order for your marketing to work, then this isn't going to help you, because this is going to actually feel easy and it's going to be easy. So I got you have to at least be open enough to seeing if you can believe that. When I feel good, my audience feels good. It's basic energy, right? Mm-hmm. Energy dynamics. And then when you engage with your best marketing strategy at marketingpersonalities.com, when you find that, I want you to read it and remind yourself that, yes, this is enough. It doesn't have to be more complicated than this. It can really be this straightforward. So I encourage you to investigate, get curious about it, play around with it a bit, and see what your best marketing strategy includes.
Fantastic. I love that you point out that it can be easy. Marketing should be easy. It should be fun. It should layer in our strengths and the things that we enjoy doing. Otherwise, it becomes a chore. And sales and marketing are a necessity in our business, and it shouldn't feel like a chore to us. So, Britt, thank you so much for your time today. We will definitely include marketingpersonalities.com on our show notes and on our website for everybody to easily find. Is there anywhere else you'd like them to check out or ways that they can find you?
That's the main place, marketingpersonalities.com. Go there, get your individualized report and see what it says. And if you need me, if you want to discuss this more, if you have questions or anything, just send me an email, Britt@marketingpersonalities.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your time today. This was enlightening. I can't wait to go download my report, and I'm going to have my team do the same. I just think it's so fascinating and interesting. I love these personality type things. But seeing it layered in with the marketing actions, tactics, strategies, I think is extra fascinating to me. And I know our audience will resonate with it too. So thanks for your time today, Britt. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All of us are wired so differently, and I loved what Britt said about finding what feels good to us. Because when we feel good about how we're showing up for our audience, it doesn't feel like sales or marketing. It feels fun, and that we're actually connecting with people and building relationships. So definitely check out Britt's marketing personality type framework at marketingpersonalities.com. And one of my favorite marketing tactics that we use at Proof to Product and that many of my coaching clients and labs members use is email marketing. And the reason we use email marketing is because it has such a strong return on investment. And it allows us to tell stories, to highlight our products, and truly connect with our customers. But if you struggle with what to say or when to send your emails or even how to plan out that email marketing strategy for wholesale or direct to consumer, I want you to head to proofedproduct.com/email marketing and grab our free guide that has helped hundreds of product makers plan out a year's worth of marketing emails. Again, you can get that at proofedproduct.com/email marketing. Thank you for hanging out with us today. I will be back with a new episode next week.